60 monthly payments. Total payable 7449. 15.6% fixed interest. Representative APR 15.9%.
Watco in the afternoon with We Only MOT, the local MOT specialists. With branches at Mansfield, Booton and Worksop. Or visit our website. Book online at weonlymot.co.uk.
weonlymot.co.uk. If your car doesn't pass, then you don't pay. Mansfield 103.2.
Watco in the afternoons. Sounds of your life.
It's time for Watco in the afternoon, Sounds of Your Life. It must be hump day, it must be Wednesday. And today, Louise Hansley from Mansfield is choosing the tunes. Coming up, we will hear an Elvis song that she danced to with her son on his wedding day. A tune that reminds her of the last holiday she had with her dad before he died. But a Dexys that always reminds her of him and that holiday, because he absolutely loved that song and it topped the charts in that year. And finally, we will get to hear the first 12-inch single that she bought. It's a Grandmaster Flash classic. Louise Hansley of Mansfield, these are the sounds of your life.
Watco in the afternoons, sounds of your life. Sounds of Your Life on Mansfield 103.2.
We'll be right back.
Sounds of Your Life on Mansfield 103.2.
Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
In the afternoons, Sounds of Your Life.
Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music. So on today's Sounds of Your Life, you heard Burning Love by Elvis Presley. Note to self, never do another Elvis Presley impression on the radio. Sorry, I don't know what came over me just then. Dexy's Midnight Runners, classic from 1982, Come On Eileen. And the last track, of course, was White Lines from Grandmaster Flash, not forgetting Melly Mel. Some great picks there from Louise today. And the Sounds of Your Life sticker will be in the post for you soon. And if you want to take part, head to mansfield103.co.uk and fill in the form. It's easy to do, and your songs could be picked to be played next Wednesday on the show. News on the way next at 5, and also today's Steering Wheel Bongo track coming up after that. Nick Straker Band, A Walk in the Park today to tap along to. Get ready for that.
Turn your rags into riches at Savannah Rags. You'll help protect the planet, support charitable organisations, plus get extra cash too. Call in with your unwanted clothing, shoes and handbags to Savannah Rags, Morneside, Green Line Industrial Estate, Mansfield. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Do you fancy going out for a meal tonight?
Yes, I do, but it's difficult to know where to go with my gluten and wheat allergy.
How about the Countryman Pub and Dining in Kirkby? They've a large range of gluten-free starters, mains and desserts, as well as their extensive a la carte menu.
We should have stayed at home yesterday. Our home is kind of scrawny. The feeling and the way you lie. These games you play, they're gone away to hold it to something. Our home is all again. It should have never happened this way.
From the Sky News Centre at 5. Two teachers and a teenage girl have been stabbed at a school in West Wales. Another teenage girl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following the attack at Aman Valley Comprehensive. Politicians have described their shock. Alan Evans from Carmarthenshire News Online says a lockdown has now been lifted.
Children were released at 3:20. It had been a long day for them, obviously. I mean, I'm sure they were quite distressed and upset, but yeah, they have been collected from school by very concerned parents today.
A man's been charged with the kidnap of a 9-year-old girl in central London. She went missing on Monday afternoon in Knightsbridge and was later found with a suspect. A 56-year-old man is also accused of sexual offences and will appear in court next month. Former DUP leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson's made a brief appearance in court as he faces historical sexual offence allegations. His wife Eleanor is charged with aiding and abetting. Four people have been injured after military horses ran amok in central London. They were spooked by builders moving concrete. Witnesses have described total mayhem.